I'm Stacey Vanek Smith.
And I'm Cardiff Garcia. Welcome to The Indicator, where every day we tell you a short story about the economy. And here's a super short story. Interest rates had mostly been going down ever since the early 1980s. But lately, they've been going up. End of story.
Well, it's not that short. So, for example, look at the interest rate paid by a 10-year Treasury note. So a 10-year Treasury note is U.S. government debt. So if the government borrows money from you, it gives you a 10-year Treasury note in exchange, and then it pays you back 10 years later plus interest. Well, the interest rate on that 10-year Treasury is now a little more than 3%. That is more than double what it was almost 2 years ago, and that has been making a few headlines lately.
Also made a recent Indicator episode.
In fact, it was that big. That's how big the news
was.
It was
that big a deal.
Yes.
And one of the reasons it's such a big deal, one of the reasons it matters, is that interest rates affect the housing market. Sometimes these effects are obvious. So, for example, the interest rate on that 10-year Treasury note acts like a kind of benchmark for the interest rates you pay when you take out a mortgage. So if the 10-year Treasury rate goes up, the mortgage rate you would pay when buying a house also goes up.
Or take refinancing. Refinancing a mortgage basically just means you replace the mortgage loan you have with a new mortgage loan that has a new interest rate. And of course, it is better for you if the new mortgage has a lower interest rate. You pay less every month. So with interest rates going up, it is pretty clear that fewer people are going to refinance than would have if interest rates were going down.
But not every way that interest rates affect housing is obvious. To understand the non-obvious effects, it helps to talk to someone who's seen quite a few swings in both interest rates and in the housing market. And, well,
I actually have been studying the housing market more or less continuously for close to 30 years. It feels like forever because it is.
This is Lori Goodman, the co-director of the Housing Finance Policy Center at the Urban Institute. And after the break, Lori explains why the story of interest rates and housing is more complicated than people think. She tells us one surprising way in which interest rates don't affect the housing market and two ways in which they do.
Support for this NPR podcast and the following message come from ExxonMobil, the company researching algae biofuels in the hope that someday it could power how we move people and things. More about algae biofuels at energyfactor.com. ExxonMobil, energy lives here.
With interest rates going up, mortgage rates have also been going up. For instance, the average 30-year fixed rate mortgage has gone from less than 3.5% to more than 4.5% in the last couple years.
Lori Goodman says that's no surprise because the 10-year Treasury rate has also been going up.
Mortgage interest rates are actually very highly correlated with the 10-year Treasury. They tend to move very similarly.
So all things equal, rising interest rates make buying a house less affordable because your monthly mortgage payment is now also higher. And you would think that a house being less affordable would also make its price go down because fewer people would want to buy it.
But that isn't what happens. Surprisingly, Lori says higher interest rates do not make house prices go down. In fact, house prices and interest rates typically go up at the same time.
And that may seem at first to be somewhat unintuitive, because after all, if people are paying more for their mortgage, why would you think home prices are rising? But home prices tend to be rising because the economy is more robust. When the economy is more robust, wages tend to be rising because employers want to hire more people.
This helps explain today's Planet Money Indicator.
Drumroll for a long name.
The Fannie Mae Home Purchase Sentiment Index, which is a measure of how Americans feel about the housing market. It is 7 years old, and it's based on a survey, and the index just hit 91.7. That is our indicator for today, 91.7. That is higher than this index has ever been. And what it means is that people seem to feel great about the housing market.
Or at least better than they felt in the seven years since it's existed.
in the 7 years,
yes. Exactly. But the details in the survey are what's really interesting. So included in that survey were a series of questions, and the answers to those questions kind of varied. So for example, Americans have become more confident in the last couple of years that house prices will keep going up, that they'll keep their jobs, that they'll have higher incomes in the future, but they were not more confident that now is a good time to buy a house. And that might be because of that double whammy that Lori was describing, higher mortgage rates and higher house prices.
And with house prices and mortgage payments going up, Lori says people will start spending more of their income on housing. And that leads to another effect of higher interest rates.
People will get approved for a mortgage with higher mortgage payments relative to their income payments than probably would have been the case a year or two ago.
That's interesting. So as the economy gets better, it sounds like what you're saying is that it will also become a little bit easier to borrow the money to buy houses, even though those houses are going up in price and maybe becoming a bit less affordable overall.
Yes, yes. And you've definitely seen that every other time interest rates have risen.
To be clear, the housing market now is not like it was before the financial crisis of 2008, when it seemed like just anybody could get a loan, no matter what. Lori's point is just that even though higher interest rates make housing more expensive, some people will still be able to buy a house because it's also become a little easier to get a loan.
And finally, Lori says, higher interest rates also discourage a lot of people from moving because they won't want to take out a new mortgage at a higher rate.
Let's say you were one of those lucky people who took out a 3.5% mortgage a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden interest rates are 5%. You've just had your third kid. You'd really like to be able to move to a larger house with an extra bedroom, but gosh, it's going to increase your monthly payments an awful lot. So chances are very good that you're not going to make that move. You're going to stay in your house for a couple of years longer or even forever in order to keep that very low interest rate mortgage. Or you may try to put an addition on your house to make it a little bit more comfortable.
Lori says this especially applies to repeat home buyers. In other words, people who already own a home and want to sell it so that they can buy another, maybe bigger home. These people would normally sell their current house to help with the down payment on a new house, but a lot of them just won't want the higher interest rate they would have to pay on a new house.
And finally, yeah, higher interest rates have these complicated effects on housing, and we've only rarely seen these effects in the last 3 or 4 decades because interest rates had mostly been falling for so long. And yeah, rising interest rates might be making people a little bit more nervous about buying a house. But overall, Lori says, rising interest rates are fine.
So I actually think of it as being more the other way around. The higher mortgage rates are the result of the stronger economy.
In other words, rates will keep going up only so long as the economy is strong. And the alternative, is worse.
Not as good.
Not as good.
Not as good.
We always love to hear what you think of the show. Send us an email, indicator@npr.org. Today's episode was produced by Sally Helm.
Support for this NPR podcast and the following message come from ExxonMobil, the company researching algae biofuels in the hope that someday it could power how we move people and things. More about algae biofuels at energyfactor.com. ExxonMobil, energy lives here.
Hey, fellow music nerds, I'm Robin Hilton with All Songs Considered, one of the hosts of NPR's Music Discovery podcast. Each week, we geek out over our favorite new songs and artists and play loads of music for you to fall in love with. Hear All Songs Considered in the NPR One app or wherever you listen to podcasts.